First question I wanted to ask you, I played with a guy by the name of Barry Sanders. He always set records, really didn't mean a lot to him. What does it mean to you to have the ability to break Jerry Rice's single-season receiving record?
Just because it's a part of history, NFL history, and NFL being as big as it is, it's definitely going to mean a lot, especially with all the work that we put in over this year.
What do you think the chances are of you passing and getting up to 2,000 yards?
Oh, man, got to have two heck of a games to end out the season. We ended the season on a great note last year as far as the combination of Matt and myself, if we could do that again, it's possible.
Now, there's been several historical and legendary quarterback-receiver combinations in the NFL. What would it mean for you to be with Matthew Stafford for a long, extended period of time and have the ability to join those ranks?
I guess it would be like when I'm a kid, talking about those guys, the Jerry Rice's and, Joe Montana, Steve Young, those guys, to have the kids talk about you like that in that respect, they already are. It's crazy. You don't think about it, but to have that much respect for what you've done and to those accomplishments, that'd be a great feeling.
Now, a lot of people will look at you and they see all the spectacular catches that you make. They see the hard work you put in on the field, and they think that you have a perfect game. Now, I know as a former receiver and a former player, you always have to work at getting better at something. What is it that Calvin Johnson needs to do to get better?
Oh, man, I always say it's my footwork. I can never get enough of that because I'm a big guy. It's hard to stop all that weight from going forward when you get to full speed. So my coach and myself, he's brought me up, Sean Jefferson, and his thing. And, he stays on me, stay low, get in and out. It's just all kind of drills that we work before practice, so that we can go into practice doing those things, having just repped them.
Tell me, who's Calvin Johnson, the man? When he leaves the stadium, he leaves and puts football behind. What does Calvin Johnson do in whatever his other interests?
My biggest thing is just really my family. I see those guys all the time, whether they're traveling to games or they're just in town. They're here right now. I would say I'm just like my dad in just the way that he just laid back. Just a family guy, homebound. I'm not really one to go out and do everything. Just want to chill out with my family, just where I'm, where it's peaceful and comfortable.
Now, Megatron. Yeah. Now, when we first heard that, and I don't know if that's a name that the fans gave you. Is that a name that you gave yourself? Do you like it? And what do you think about that?
I'm going to take you back. I got it my rookie year. The movie came out in 07, the first Transformers, and Roy and a couple guys, Corey Redd, and they started calling me Megatron just off of that. And it kind of went up under the radar for a couple of years, and then it just blew up like a year or two ago. It's kind of crazy. But for the longest time, I thought he was a good guy.
Yeah, I learned Megatron was a bad guy. Right. But you know what? He was trying to destroy the Earth. You're destroying defenses.
So that's what you can take it like that.
That's the way
I got
it.
To the defense. Yeah,
right.
No doubt.
Well, no, I appreciate it and appreciate your time and all the best. Thank you. Great receiver.
Great to talk to you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you.